Okay, we're covering reflexology. It was on my mission I was first introduced to it. We knocked on this door and this gal, for some reason, after we introduced ourselves, she started going on and on about reflexology. She was telling me, yeah, if you put pressure on people's feet, that can cure certain things and that. And I thought, that was the craziest thing I ever heard of. I thought, and she was telling me how her husband had a heart attack. And in the middle of a heart attack, she worked on, massaged his heart area, and he come right out of the heart attack, she says. I said, well, you know, I wonder if there's anything to that. Sounds really crazy, but, you know, I'm willing to look into anything. So when I got back from my mission, I checked it out. The reason I found out it was accurate is because I found out that when something is wrong with a part of somebody's body, and then you touch the part of the foot that corresponds to it, it's always tender, just like it teaches. And it's amazing. It's interesting, too, that you can diagnose very quickly with this. Doctors may run tests that cost thousands and thousands of dollars to find out what you can find out in about 15 seconds with reflexology. For instance, if your liver is giving you problems, you can find that out immediately, or your heart, or your spleen, or your eyes, or whatever. Because if a certain part of your area is weak, and the core of a problem, it will be the corresponding place on your feet will be very tender. Now, you also have corresponding meridians in your hands, and your hand chart is very much like the feet. I don't want to make it too complicated. The feet is most potent because we work out the points in our hands quite a bit because we're always working our hands. And so our hands get a lot of movement, and so the pressure points in our hands get some pretty good stimulation during the day. But we wear shoes. Now, I guess ancient caveman didn't wear shoes, so he got his feet massaged pretty good by rocks and stuff. But because we wear shoes, the world's dead. Oh, that's the airplane going up. That sounds like a big waterfall, didn't it? But because we wear shoes, our feet don't get massaged the way that they should. And because of this, our pressure points, stimulation points, don't get nearly as much pressure applied to work them out. Now, the theory is that what happens, what produces the pain, is small crystals. Crystals develop on the ends of the nerves, and then when you massage, you have actually little tiny crystals pushing into the nerves, and that's what produces the pain. So what you do is you massage the painful area, and it works out the crystal. And then till it's not really painful anymore, and then that stimulates an increase of oxygen to the area you're working on, whether it be the liver or the heart or whatever. So anyway, you'll notice whenever you get a cold that usually your heart, liver, and kidneys are kind of tender. It's because they're working harder than normal. Whenever you get sick or cold or anything, your heart, liver, and kidneys in your feet area are almost always somewhat tender. You know, they're not extremely tender, but they're usually somewhat tender. And so by massaging these areas, you stimulate your heart, liver, and kidneys. It'll help you get over a cold faster. So the thing that somewhat perplexed me was the very first chart that I had on the feet seemed to be really accurate. And I've lost it a long time ago. But then I look for a new chart on the internet, since I found out there's a couple hundred of them there, and they all vary a little bit. So what I printed out, this is closest to the original chart that I have found that seems to be pretty accurate. Let's pick somebody here to experiment on. We picked Susie last year, so we won't pick on you this year, even though we love picking on you. Okay.
The gut at the bottom, right in the center of the heel.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a label on what it stimulates.
That's probably the large intestines right around that area. Yeah, it doesn't have a label, but that's where the large intestines are. Okay.
There's also another one, JJ. It's purple. It's right below the bunion. It's kind of purple and it kind of curves.
Yeah,
Kim,
oh, yeah, on the right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We might try something else, too. Maybe I'll let you try it on yourself. Yeah. I'll take my foot. Everybody take your right. Everybody take your right shoe off. And you can do it on yourself. Okay, take your right shoe off. Now, the big toe right here, the fleshy part of your big toe is for your head. If you got a headache, that is a good area to massage right here. So massage it, feel how tender it is. And matter of fact, I had a headache yesterday. I bought an oddball brand of wine and drank some and it didn't agree with me very much. And I must still be working that out of my system.
Where's head? I know you said it is, but where on here?
Well, this chart's a little off, but the fleshy part of your foot, of your big toe, see right there?
Yeah.
Press down on that. That's for your general head area. So if you have a headache, that's the place to massage.
It says cerebellum on the papers. That's why I missed it.
Yeah, it's like I say, I couldn't find any chart that I thought was perfect, but this is pretty close. Now, go to the tops of your toes, your little toes here. These are your sinuses. When you get a cold and you're all stuffed up, these will be very tender. And massage these, and this will help clear your sinuses. Okay? Now, if you have any trouble with your eyes, right here below the two toes right here, the fleshy part just below the toes, you massage them right there. If you can see my foot right there, press on there and it'll tell you what condition your eyes are in. If your eyes are in great shape, you can press pretty hard and it won't hurt. If it's a little tender, then you know your eyes need some correction.
Where's that feeling, right?
Underneath the two toes right here. See the orange part there? Right down there. But it's in the fleshy part. That fleshy part right below the toes. Now you move over to the other two toes, it's the ear area. If you have any earaches or anything like that, massage there. Feels like my ears are in pretty good shape. Now, over here, another important area is the liver, which is right around this area here. And if you get a cold or anything, you'll find, or if you drink too much or whatever, you'll find this will be quite tender. Can you see where I'm pressing here?
Okay.
It's on the left.
But it's on the other foot.
It's on
the right foot.
No, this is the right foot. It's on the right foot. Left foot is your heart. Now, the left foot right here, this is your heart. On your left foot.
The left foot is heart.
Yeah.
And the right foot is
liver. The similar place. Yeah.
It's backwards. So this is the right foot.
Is it backwards? Let me see. No, it's correct. They're reversed here. What's left is right, and what right is right is left on this chart.
See, I'm not the only one.
You got to look at it this way.
Thank you. I did the same thing.
There you go.
All right. It goes
okay.
Left on this side.
See, we're right.
Left is right. Right is left. Just a little bit.
Thank you.
What's that?
Diagnosed with neuromas, and it makes parts of my feet numb. I can't feel them.
Oh, really?
So, does that mean something?
Probably to do with circulation or something. It might be the core problem.
Why don't you work on Ren's foot?
Do you have a circulation problem?
Pardon?
Do you have a circulation problem?
No.
Hmm.
No. According to him, lots of people have neuromas.
Huh.
I don't really know if that means
okay.
Some nerve problem.
Now, if you got a back problem, what's interesting, what really proves this is Artie has back problems every now and then. If it's our upper back, well, sure enough, the upper part of the back on the foot is tender. And if it's a lower back, then the lower back, it's fascinating how it just corresponds exactly all the time. But the back goes up and down the foot right here, this part of the foot. So if it's your lower back, this will be tender. If it's your upper back, this will be tender. If it's your neck, your neck is the big toe, the bottom part of the big toe is your neck area. And so you massage all around there if you've got a problem with your neck. And just below the big toe is the lungs. Now the lungs are on both feet, one lung on one foot, another lung on the other foot. So now the back, you have half of the spinal column on one foot and half on the other foot. So it's funny with a back problem, sometimes half one part of the spinal column will be okay and the other part won't be. So it's kind of interesting. Now then, another major problem area is your kidneys. A lot of people have problems with the kidneys, and that's right pretty much in the center of the foot. If you press the center of the foot, I'd say probably about half the people here have very tender, their kidneys are a little bit tender because we tend to work our kidneys quite a bit. And then, if you ever have a urinary tract infection or a kidney stone, you want to work from here, like this, up over here. And so you work all that area. Now, if you don't know for sure, what you do is you work the general area till you find a tender spot. When you find a tender spot, then just massage it. And massage it fairly hard, and it'll hurt, but after you massage it for a while, the pain starts to go away a little bit. And when the pain starts to go away, then that's a sign that, you know, it's working. And if it's really tender, we'll work on it a couple times a day for, you know, till it gets better. And definitely helps. It's a good